It was a bleak week for anyone looking for signs that the housing market is recovering. New home sales in July were at their weakest levels since the government began keeping records 47 years ago. Existing home sales weren't much better. But in all that news, one number jumps out. Almost a third of the home sales were all-cash deals. According to the National Association of Realtors, before the housing bust, less than 10% of sales were all-cash. NPR's Brett Neely has more on who these cash buyers are.
Who buys houses with a big stack of cash? Often, people like Craig Fuhr. He's been investing in real estate around Maryland for the past 7 years. The license plate on his SUV defines his style of investing. It reads, "Flippin."
I'm not a big vanity plate guy, but I just thought that was kind of cool, so flipping is the license plate, yeah.
At a time when the housing market is so anemic that it threatens to send the economy back into a recession, Fuhr is a reminder that there are still people who make money investing in real estate. They tend to be very serious about it, though.
So where we're standing in front of now is Diller Avenue. It's actually in the Beverly Hills neighborhood of Baltimore.
It's a pretty neighborhood, with lots of big trees and houses from the 1920s, but it's no Southern California Beverly Hills. Fuhr paid $63,000 in cash for this boarded-up four-bedroom house. Inside, there's debris everywhere from where Fuhr's contractors have ripped out drywall.
Hey, dude, you got a tape measure on you by any chance?
Once the place is fixed up, Fuhr thinks he and his investors may be able to get $250,000 for it. It's potential rewards like these that are drawing investors into the real estate market right now, says Kenneth Wenhold of the real estate research firm Metro Study.
When you're putting all cash into a particular transaction, it's an indication that you believe that this is a good price for this home and you don't think it's going to depreciate more and you're willing to bet a considerable amount of money that it's going to start to appreciate again.
In cities across the country, there are investors like Fuhr taking advantage of depressed housing prices to snap up dozens of properties on the cheap. When they're not flipping those houses, they're turning them into rentals. Cash sales have become a big part of the market because banks are issuing fuhr mortgages. House flippers like Fuhr could once rely on bank loans to finance their deals. But no longer, says Fuhr. He has a group of investors who bankroll him.
The big hurdle that everyone has these days is just finding the money to purchase and rehab. You know, not everybody has $150,000 sitting around, and the problem is that no banks right now are lending.
Fuhr got into the real estate business at a time when banks lent to anyone with a pulse.
You could do every single thing wrong and still make money. You could purchase the house for way too much. You could take way too long to rehab it. You could rehab it poorly and still sell it on the back end and make money.
A lot of house flippers got burned by the bubble. But Fuhr is still flipping.
You know, if you've been doing this as long as we have, you know that you make your money when you purchase the house, not when you sell it.
With banks still unloading their huge portfolios of foreclosed properties, houses remain very cheap these days. Remember, Fuhr's house on Diller Avenue in Baltimore costs just $63,000. He may spend close to $100,000 renovating it. Even if the house doesn't fetch the $250,000 he thinks it will, Fuhr isn't worried.
The market could literally correct itself $50,000 or $60,000, and we would still break even.
Which means, even if housing prices stay weak, investors like Fuhr could have plenty of chances to keep making money. Brett Neely, NPR News.